and Behemah LeKorban, that a Jew was allowed to buy an animal from a goy and use it for a korban. Now, and it says clearly, V'yein Chushin, you do not have to be afraid of this animal, Loi Mishum Raveya, maybe the man, maybe Raveya, they lived with him, Loi Mishum Nirva, maybe they, Raveya means they went into him, and Nirva means they let the behemoth come into them, Loi Mishum Muksa, and not that maybe they set aside this animal to be for a tashmish of an avoid zara. It should be, Rashi says, Sheikhtsu liyachdu la takruvais avodachovim. And they did not set this animal aside that it should be like a korban for the avodah zarah. You don't have to be afraid of that. We'll soon see why not. For loy mishum nevet. You don't have to be afraid that maybe they worship, they bow down to this animal. Maybe they made this animal into an avodah zarah.
Yeah.
Because if they did, these animals are possible for a korban. The top Rashi says, Titania babakama. Min ha-behemah, the pasuk says, for loy kol behemah, not all animals are kosher for korban. Loy tiyas aroy veves anirva anirva. If a man, a lady, live with the animal, it's possible. Then it says, min ha-bokor, loy tiyas anevet, if they worshipped it. Min ha-tsoin, loy tiyas al-muksa, an animal that was set aside to be brought for korban to avoid the zara. These animals are possible for korban. So it says here, if you buy a stam animal from a guy, the animal is muta for a korban. So the question is why? So much like this. Bishleim, I can understand, muktzah v'nevad, you do not have to be afraid that maybe the guy used it for an avodah zarah for takruvas. Why? Because imisa, the aktsayu, if it was true that he really set it aside, or else v'imisa the polche, it was really true that they bowed down and worshipped this animal, lehevi mazvin leh, they would not go and sell it. Like for them, it's so choshev, it's an avodah zarah, or it's a korban for their avodah zarah, they would not go and sell it to a Jew, or sell it to anybody. So now that they're selling the animal, it must be that they did not worship this animal, or it's not a korban for their avodah zarah.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's okay. But you're telling me now, and then the Mishnah says, that you always have to be afraid that the goyim live with their animals. So how could you buy an animal off a goy and use it for korban? There's a psul roveya v'nirva. The animal is possible for korban. How can we bring it?
I think there's a difference.
That we had before. Omar Rav Tachlipa, Omar Rav Shela, Bar Rav Vinoy, Mishmei the Rav, that Ovi Kecholvim Chasal Behemtoi, Shaloi Tiekar, that the goyim are afraid to live with their animals if it's in a keva, because they'll make the keva barren. She won't be able to have children. Couldn't have any offsprings. So therefore, goy is chaf not to live with his own animal, like we had before. That's to live with somebody else's animal doesn't bother them. Therefore, we cannot deposit our animals by them overnight. Because it doesn't bother them to live with our animals. But their own animal that they own, they refrain from living with them, because it's shleitiaka. So Moore says, okay, hot penach nekevas. That's only if you want to buy in a cave a female animal, off a guy. So there we have a chazaka like, he would not live with his own animal, not to ruin the animal. Okay. But Sechora Maik Lameima, what's going to be if you buy a male animal off the guy? So the male animal can't become an akara. So what stops the man from living with the zachar? Maik Lameima. So Amarav Kano, Hoyolo Machishon Babosan. Mashma told me even a man would live with a male. He'll have like Mishkav Zocha with the animal. And Amarav Kano, yeah, Hoyolo Machishon Babosan. That means the men, they do not want to come into this harem. Because it hurts them, it's Machish their own Basar. They would not do this. For a man to come into the male animal, that's a new Svara, it's Machish the Basar. So the kids are. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What?
How about the Zohar coming?
You elephant them, okay, so therefore that's the answer. That they're choshed the Raviyah, but on somebody else's animal, not their own animal. Not for Zohar, not for Nekeva. Smor says, if so, Elohod the Tanya, that we learned. Loichin behema miroyah shalahem. You're allowed to buy an animal off a shepherd from a guy. A guy is a shepherd, you can buy an animal off them. The question is again, why? For Leichas, let's be afraid. Maybe the shepherd lived with the animals. It's not his animal. What is he afraid of? So of course, like with somebody else's animal, so you have to be a choshed that the roya lived with the animals. So how can you buy the animal for a korban? Samar says also no. I'll tell you, roya shalehet misyara. The roi is also afraid of his master. Like he knows the master may find out, catch him, what he did, and he ruined the animal. He made it an okor, or else he was machish to basar. So therefore, the master would not pay him so much, so he's afraid of his master. So Mar says, if so, elhod the time of that we learned, a moisrin behema l'roi shalhen, a Jew is not allowed to give over his animal to a goyisha shepherd. We cannot give it to theirs. Question is, why not? Lema, why don't we say, what are we afraid of? If you give it to a roi shalhen, they'll live with our animals. But why? Why don't we say lema, roi shalhen, misiora? Maybe you'll be afraid, shema hefsitz charoi. Like, why will she also be afraid to live with the animal? He'll realize that maybe the master would find out what happened, and we ruined the animal, he won't pay us so much. So it should be permissible to a Jew to give it to a goyisha, a roi. So Mara says, no, a difference like this. Inu diyad bihadodi, a guy knows another guy that they all have shaykhah to mishkav behema. So therefore, Mr. C, the guy is afraid of his master if the master is a guy, because he knows that his master also live with animals. So they know what it is, and they know that they ruin the animal. So a goyim know what happens if you live with the animal that you ruin it. So therefore, a goyish roi is afraid of his master, the guy, that he knows what happened. But anan, but by Jews, the loyadinamu, we do not have this mishkav with animals. So therefore, the goyim think we do not know what happens to the animal if someone lives with him. Loymirsasi, they will not be afraid to live with the Jewish animals. Therefore, it's also for a Jew to give his animal to a roi akum, because the roi akum will live with the animal and he will not be afraid of the master. Rashi says, "Inu diyad biyadodi chad bechavri di urche lemirvah." They know one another; they both live with the animals. Therefore, missus roi minei, the roi is afraid of his master. The mekra, because if he makes the keva on akara, margish avikichavim for katovale minei, the guy will realize it right away. And Amir Rashi says, "Kol shor sosi chazila." The guy, the master, is afraid. He knows his worker may live with the animal, so he's always there to check him out. So the guy knows, the worker knows his master's checking him out, he'll be afraid. But by a Jew, that he thinks the Jew is not choshet for this, he won't come check me out. Here we have to be afraid, the goyish roya will live with the animal. So if was the losa for us to give them an animal. Omar Rabbi says, Hainu diyamri inshi, this is the famous statement that people say, Michtavo gololi bizoi, that the michtav means the scratch, or what you carve out something on a stone, is rogle b'charve yodo, like they know one another and they're afraid of one another. Rashi says, michtavo gololi bizo, rogle b'charve yodo, means michtav, shekur and gafiyo, when you scratch out, write something, v'sho barzalu, korea v'roishimeth aglal shayish, if you have like a metal pen, that could write in on marble. Kleimer, hashayish, marble. Shukosha, that's very hard. Yoram in amichtav, he's also afraid of the writer. Lefi shumaki boy, he knows what his job is. Here also, no matter how strong you are, if you know something is coming to get you, you become afraid of it. Here also, that this roya, he's afraid of his master. Since his master knows what he's doing, he's afraid of him. So Mora says like this, Ihochi, if so, Zichorim minikevois loy nizvan. True. We should not buy a Zohar animal from a nikeva, a goyisha lady. Why? The chashinon do mamovole aleihu. We have to be afraid, maybe she brings him onto her, then maybe she'll live with the animal.
Yeah. That's a good point. And Rashi says,
that's
he's not
yeah.
afraid of.
Not ikum and not chashbos. Right. Rashi, the chorm in the cave. But chorm in the cave is the lizvim, the carbon hoil, the chashidim. You have to let go of ikum, let chashbos. Why is it not chashbos? Maybe the animal goes into a cave where there's no chashbos. And it's only if the animal goes into a zohar, there's chashbos. If the animal goes into a cave, then there's no chashbos.
Maybe.
I mean, here we're saying that you should not be able to buy a Zohar animal yeah. from an Akeva. Because here, the only reason we said before Zohar is Muta, because it's Chashbosa. So maybe Chashbosa means the animal itself. No. So the animal has to come into a man, that's the Chashbosa.
Yeah.
So the animal goes into an Isha, I don't know why. There it's not so hard. There is no Chashbosa. So the Moran says, no, kivon de migri bo mirsasa, that the goyish ladies, they'll be afraid to live with their animals. Because if they live with their animals throughout the daytime, the animals will follow them wherever they go, like their mate, and they'll be embarrassed. So therefore they're embarrassed of this, that stops the ladies from living with their animals. Kivon de migri bo mirsasa, since it goes after them. Zemora says, is so elo, ho de toni rabbi, that's what Rabbi Yosef taught us. Our melosa, a widow, even a Jewish widow, loitar bikalbo, she's not allowed to raise a dog. For loitishre bar beirav biyashviza, she has a house or an inn, a talmachochim, she not live there. She not live in the same house that a widow lives also. So questions like this. Bishleim abar beirav, there's a chshash of yichud of znus, maybe they live together. I shall be embarrassed about it. Tzniyala, she knows he's a talmachochim, he won't go tell anybody, so therefore she'll try and live with him. It doesn't bother her, he won't tell anybody. He'll be embarrassed also. So tzniyala, they keep it quiet, therefore there's nisa yichud here. Ela kalbo, but you tell by a dog, what's wrong that she should raise a dog? Kivo de migrubo mrsasa. You're telling me a svara now that a lady would not live with her animal. Because if she lives with the animal will follow her around all day, and people will know why. So it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
So why can't an almana, a widow, raise a dog? So Gemara says, no, a dog is different. An animal is one thing and a dog is different. Why is a dog different? Kivon de chishad yalei, umtsa, umosach abasrei. By a dog, the tev of a dog is, whoever feeds the dog, you throw him bones, he runs, he likes you.
Yeah.
So therefore, if this lady is going to walk down the street, and the dog will be following her, people will not think that she lived with the dog, they'll think, oh, she feeds the dog. It's her best friend. She feeds him. So therefore, it's also for an almana to raise a dog. We have to be afraid she'll live with the dog, and she won't be afraid of people. People say, "Hi, the master chabasu." You know why the dog is chasing, following this lady? The kamosrach, because of the bones, the food, the raw meat that she throws the dog. So that's why it's also for an almana to raise a dog. However, by behemoth, though, we say there, true, a lady is afraid to live with an animal because she'll be embarrassed. She'll be embarrassed from that. Therefore, it's mutter to buy a zochar from a nekeva. For the Morris now, Nekevois Eitzel Nekevois, my time loy miyachdinim. Where's the new question now? Okay, we understand why we can buy them from the Goyim. We're allowed to buy behemoths from the Goyim because from a man, he's afraid not to be ma'akar the animal or not to be ma'akash the basar. And from a Nekeva, from a lady, she would not live with her animals, she'll be embarrassed. So therefore, you're allowed to buy animals from the Goyim. Now Mishnah says, though, we cannot be miyachid, we cannot leave our animal overnight by the goyim. So the question is now, my time alomi, nekeva is eitz on nekeva, my time alomi lemiyachdin. If a Jew has a female animal, why can't he deposit it by a goyish inn if the innkeeper is a lady? What should we be afraid of? She's not going to live with the nekeva, she can't live with him. What she can do, what can she do? What are we afraid of? So in such a case, it should be okay to leave your female animal by a female or by a lady. Am a marukva no, am a marukva bar chom and mishtas mashmo. At all cases, it's also. So Moritz is am a marukva bar chom b'vnei shoyv de kichovim mitzuyin eitzel nishaych avreim. Even though she's a chvaisa widow, whatever she is, but she has boyfriends. And even if she'll be married, other boyfriends come to her also. By goyim go visit other wives. That's called shavu kachavim mitzuyin eitzel nesheich avreim. Ulpomim sometimes, sheinai maitza. Sometimes the boyfriend comes to see his girlfriend, he won't find her. She's not home, she's not available.
Right.
Who's home? Her animal is there, the behemah is there. Ul maitza is the behemah. And the man now will take and live with the animal. That's why it's also for a Jew to deposit a female animal by a female shiksa. Because you have to be afraid her boyfriend will live with the animal. So that's the issa. Moitz says, Bema Varaiva.
That's a gezerah for a gezerah,
right? It's one gezerah. It's for kulachat gezerah. Mashman, this is shchiach. There's not something that doesn't happen. This is shchiach and happens often. So therefore, you cannot deposit your animal by a goyish inn because you have to be afraid. There are either ladies there or boyfriends there, and they may come to live with
it.
The boy is same. Another answer could be afilo moitza Nami Roiva. No, even if the guy finds his girlfriend there, after living with her, he'll go and live with the animal also. Right. He'll do two jobs tonight. Afilo Moitza, even if he finds his girlfriend there, Nami Roiva, still if he sees now Gishmak, a Jewish animal, as long as it belongs to a Jew, he loves it, and he'll want to live with the animal.
Sure.
Why? Tiyom Amar, we learned the Gemara in Gittin, we learned, Chavivo Aleyen Behemtom Shal Yisrael, the Goyim love a Jewish animal more, Yaisa, Vinishasayim, more than their own wives. A guy has a bigger time and will enjoy more to live with a Jewish animal more than their own wives. Therefore, even though the guy comes home now and finds his girlfriend there, so what? He'll still live with the Jewish animal.
They like
our money. How do I? When the Nochash lived with Chavo, came on home, he put a special amount of Zuma, lust, something disgusting, Zuma, inside Chavo. And that still remained with her. And therefore, the Goyim have this. Therefore, when the Goyim live with their wives, they feel the Zuama. They feel there's something different. But Mashenkin, a Jew, will soon see, does not have the Zuama. Therefore, they enjoy very much living with the Jews. If they can't get their wives, at least they'll try and get their animals.
So
Marius, because the Nochash put this Zuama into Chava. Now, Yehoch, you saw Yisro Nami. So whole Klai Yisrael came out of Chavar also. So we also have the same Zuhama. So why does a guy like us more than his own wife? The answer is, Yisrael Sha'amdu al Har Sinai. The Jews that stood at Har Sinai, Poska Zuhamasim. Their Zuhama went away from them. So you have to stand not only from them, but anything we own. If we own the dog, so the Zuhama goes off the dog also. If you own a cow, the Zuhama now goes off the cow.
Yeah.
Therefore the guy like our animals better than their own wives. Because their own wives still have the Zuhama. But over the Kechovim, Shalo Yomdu al Hasinai, they did not stand by Hasinai, Leposka Zuhamasam, their Zuhama, this, whatever this is, the Zuhama, this lust, this disgusting thing that came into them, did not leave them. So therefore, the Goyim would like to live with a Jewish lady, and if not a lady, with the behemoths, over their own wives. So therefore, you have to be afraid. That's why Mishnah says, Tam, at all cases, it's also to deposit our animal by a guy. What does faith mean in the re? The re said, you can still hear, though, but how does he know this? Like, you can ask the class a few questions. How does a guy know what Zuma means? He has a Zuma himself. Why should it bother him?
What
it's still not so simple. And, what? His Zuma went off.
When did it go off?
When did it become a gear? When did it become a gear? Arthur, they had the mile of Har Sinai. Their mazel was there. Oh, yeah. He boil you a question like this. He boil you. Oy, what's going to be by birds? You have a big bird. Can you leave a bird by a guy overnight or not? What's chickens? What's by oifis? Toshima, I'll bring you proof, even this is also. It's also to leave even a bird by a guy overnight. Tiyam Rev Yudha Mashmuel, Mishum Rev Chanino, Ani Risi, I myself, I once saw, Oyve Kichovim, a guy, Shalokach Aviz Menashuk, he bought a geese from the goose, from the marketplace. Rova, he lived with it. Chonka, then he choked her. Sola, then he roasted her. The Yachl, then he ate her. That's a guy, that's what a guy did. The kid say, saw with his own eyes what a guy did. So Maisa, the Loch Rizitasa. The Umr of Yirmiya, Midifta. Anirisa, I saw something not exactly like this, but you can understand the same thing would apply. Anirisa, I once saw Arvi Yechot, thought he was an Arab. I once saw an Arab. Shelokach Yerech Manashuk. He went down to the marketplace and he bought a thigh of the animal, he bought a zaito. A side of the animal, a big piece of meat he bought. The chokak boy hollowed out a little hole there, and the kedai revia that he should put his aver inside there, and he lived with the piece of meat there. He let out his aver there. Rava, the kedai revia rava, he had revia with this piece of meat. Tzola, then he roasted it. Viochel, then he ate it. So kids, you see, there's no limit to the guy and what they could do. There for any type of meat, it's also to give to a guy. According to this, it should be us himself. It should just be self. Dead meat to a guy also.
Yeah.
This is not the Yisra Revi though. This would not be their Shur Mitzvah Neich. It's just showing us though that they have no limits. So therefore even a live animal, a bird, would be also to leave overnight by a guy.
Well, you could, if you,
Revi number